Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. What does the Bible say about love? Last week we looked on patience, and the core scripture that we're looking on is 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 8, which reads, "Love is patient, love is kind, love isn't jealous, it doesn't sing its own praises, it isn't arrogant, it isn't rude, it doesn't think about itself, it isn't irritable, it doesn't keep track of wrongs, it isn't happy when injustice is done, but is happy with the truth. Love never stops being patient, never stops believing, never stops hoping, never gives up. Love never comes to an end." So this week we'll be looking on what does the Bible say about being kind? What is biblical kindness? Because some person said I'm kind, but deep down, I'm just kind because I want something. A motive kind of wrong. You get me? I say. So what does the Bible define as unkind? And there are nine classifications. One, an unkind person is quick to get angry. An unkind person is very stubborn. An unkind person never listens to people. An unkind person is rude. They are ungrateful. They are unforgiving, quick to abandon people. They give with expectations, and they lack humility. So here's the thing. You know, there are persons that are very selfish. No matter what the situation is, they will never share. Whether it is their lives, their possessions, or ideas. And if you ask questions, they might be rude to you to try to get rid of you. Or they might barter with you. So they might give, expecting something else in return. You know, a favor for a favor. So if I do this for you, you do this for me. Almost as if, like in the mafia movies where you go to the mob boss for a loan. And say, all right, me give you the loan, but whenever me need to call upon you, be ready. It's like in John Wick, if you ask for a favor. The syndicate is set up in a way where if you give a favor, they keep track of it. So whenever they need to return the favor, they can come and reclaim that at any point. And you have to do what they say because you agreed to a favor. So these are things that they call classify as unkind. Maybe the terminology or the illustration, it seems weird. But here's the thing. An unkind person, them quick to cuss you out. Them don't listen to people and they won't move because they're stubborn. So those are the classifications of what the Bible says about being unkind. So how do you become a kind person, or what is biblical kindness? According to Nehemiah 9 verse 17, biblical kindness starts with being forgiving. The next thing is that it's courteous, it's compassionate, slow to anger. You'll never abandon people. You give without expectations. Very humble. Willing to meet the needs of others. And you will make sacrifices. So that is kindness according to what the Bible is. Give without expectation. Being compassionate. Being courteous. When something goes wrong, you forgive the person as opposed to hold on to it. You're slow to anger because no matter how the person reacts, you will never get angry. You'll try to meet the expectations of others and you are very humble. There are a lot of stories about persons who see a need and just try to meet that need. No matter what, they will rally up the resources and try to give to ensure that the unmet need is met. Stories of persons who donate food to the poor. Stories of persons who raise funds to send people to school. Persons who give scholarships. Persons who, you know, utilize their skill set to give back to the community, like a doctor going into a community and doing medicals for free, or somebody sponsoring free medicals in our community. So there are many stories, there are many ways to be kind, or even giving up your lunch at work, or buying lunch for somebody who doesn't have any. So there are many ways to be kind and to help persons without expecting anything in return, because that's just what Bible expects as being kindness. It doesn't have a motive behind it. It's not attached with any strings or whatever. It's just giving without expecting anything in return. And that's what it boils down to, really. And no matter how the person reacts, you will always treat them the same way by being kind. What is the benefit of being kind? One, you will live in harmony with others. God will not abandon you, and you will not abandon people. You will receive forgiveness from God, and it will make the relationship flow in the perfect way. Because when you're giving without expecting anything from the other person, it changes the dynamic. No matter what the person does, you still give with that same level of love. You will help out the person when called upon, no matter what. Does it mean if the person treats you bad or poorly that you will allow them to walk over you? No. For wisdom will allow you to not allow to be taken advantage of. But when you give and when you're kind, you will give without expecting anything from the person. Whether it is that you loan them some money or you gave them some money, you're not going to expect the person to, that same person, when you're in need, to come back and give you some money to help you out. Or if you help somebody with some food, you're not expecting that when you are in need that they are going to be the ones who will come and help you. Or you look at them and say, oh, when you gave them and now you're in need, them not gonna help you. That's not what kindness is. You give and you help and you meet a need, you move on. And when there's another need, you still you go and meet that need if you are able to. But when you are in need, your expectation is that God will help you and not people. God will use people to help you, but he's the first person that you will go to because he's your source. And biblical kindness now benefits the relationship in the long term because your expectations and motives are pure. There's nothing behind it. You don't need anything. You're not expecting that something will happen when you give that level of service to people. So the question is, what is your motive in your relationship? Is it pure or is it impure? Are you giving with the expectation of getting something back in return? And is there strings attached to your love? Something to think about. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.